今天早上我就想跟大家同来分享，就是享受神的同在。
And this morning, I'd like to share with you the topic, enjoying the presence of God.
啊，这个主题，今年的主题就是啊，进入基督的丰盛。
The theme of the fall retreat is to enter into the fullness of Christ.
因为神是要将他的丰盛来充满教会。
Because God desires to fill His church with His abundance.
所以我们每个人要首先进入基督的丰盛。
Therefore, first thing we need to do is to enter into that fullness.
也是同时具体的来更大的来将基督神的丰盛来彰显出来。
And after we receive the fullness, we need to manifest that fullness of God.
所以第一堂我们就讲到享受神的同在。
Therefore, the first meeting this morning, we want to talk about to enjoy the presence of God.
四中弟兄就叫我主要就是从马太福音来讲，所以我就讲这个马太福音里面有关神的同在的信息。
Because Stephen asked me to share from the book of Matthew, therefore I will draw material from the book of Matthew regarding this topic.
今天晚上我们就讲就是得着基督的安息。
And tonight we'll be talking about to obtain the rest of Christ.
明天早上我们会讲就是经历基督的复活。
And tomorrow morning we'll be speaking on the topic that experiencing the resurrection of Christ.
请大家同心祷告。
And let's pray together.
天父，我们来到你面前，我们敬拜你。
We worship you, Heavenly Father.
你是我们的主，你是我们的神。
For you are our Lord and our God.
我们的好处不在你外。
And we have no other benefit aside from you.
当你的众儿女今天早上来到你面前来敬拜的时候
，As your children gather together to worship you this morning.
求主你亲自的临到我们当中。
Lord, please come upon us this morning.
洁净我们。
Cleanse us.
得着我们
and obtain us,
与我们同在
be with us,
将你天上的祝福来浇灌在我们当中
pour down the heavenly blessings in our midst,
好像我们今天早上我们经历你
so that we can experience you this morning,
叫我们的生命得到更新
and our life can be renewed,
叫我们能够重新得以来服侍你
we can refresh our strength to follow you,
奉耶稣基督名
in Jesus' name we ask, Amen.
我们先读一节经文。
And when we start, I'd like to start with reading a verse.
这些的事成就是要应验主借先知所说的话，说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。
And all these things happen in order to fulfill what's promised in the word of God, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and shall call him his name Emmanuel.
这些经文是讲到耶稣来到这世界的一个很重要的目的。
Here it tells us the very purpose of why Jesus came into the world.
通常我们讲耶稣来到世界要拯救我们。
And we often say Jesus came to rescue us.
这的确是对的。
That is correct.
因为耶稣来到这世界，要除去我们跟神之间的隔膜。
Because he is here to do away with all the obstacle between God and us.
以致我们的罪得到赦免。
So that our sins can be forgiven.
我们来到神的面前，就与他同在。
So that we can come into his presence.
这就是神创造亚当与夏娃的时候很重要的目的。
That was the very important purpose when God created Adam and Eve.
就是在伊甸园里面。亚当跟夏娃就是能够完全的享受到神的同在。
God's intention is for Adam and Eve to enjoy fully God's presence in the Garden of Eden.
而当耶稣再来的时候
，But when Jesus comes into the world，
在启示录第二十一章第三节
，When he comes back again in Revelation says clearly，
这说我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看啊，神的帐幕在人间。
I heard this loud voice coming out of the throne of God says。Behold, I heard that God's pitching tent in among men.
他要与人同在。
But for he wants to be with men.
他们做他的子民。
And they shall become his people.
神要亲自与他们同在。
And God will be with them personally.
做他们的神。
Be their God.
神要擦去他们一切的眼泪。
And God will wipe away all their tears.
不再有死亡。
There are no longer death.
也不再有哀哭
There's no longer death or cry.
哭号，疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
Because all things have passed.
所以从创造到耶稣再来， 一个最重要的主题就是神与我们同在。
Therefore, the focus, the main theme from creation to the end of the world when Jesus returns is that God wants to be with us.
我们是活在这个创造跟主再来之间这段时期。
And we're now living a time between creation and the end of the world.
所以我们活在这个世界很重要的就是能够经历到神的同在。
Therefore, for us, it's very important to experience His presence.
那同在是什么意思？
And what does it mean by God with us?
刚才马太福音这里就讲到，就是他来到这里给我们救赎。
Matthew made it clear that he comes to give us redemption.
这个约翰福音第一章十四到十八节，这个道成肉身住在我们中间。
John 1:14 tells us that the Word has become flesh, living in our midst.
它充充满满有恩典有真理。
Full of grace and truth.
从来没有一个人见过神，唯有神父怀中的独生子将他显明出来。
And no one has seen the Son of God. And no one has seen God. Only the Son of God in His bosom has revealed.
所以就是说，耶稣来到这个世界就是要启示神。
Therefore, Jesus came into the world to reveal God.
神住在我们当中来启示他自己。
That means God came into our midst and revealed Himself to us.
直到我们能够认识他。
Until the point that we finally get to know Him.
直到我们进入他的生命里面。
Until we get obtain His life,
以至于我们也能够彰显他的圣名。
And so that we can also manifest himself.
所以当我们讲神的同在的时候呢，
So when we talk about God is with us,
这个 presence 是一个 revealing presence, 就是神他自己启示给我们认识。
And this is a presence that God himself reveals himself to us.
因着这个启示我们就能够更深的来与他同在。
Through this revelation, we can enter into a deeper condition with His presence.
新约神学家这个 Gordon B 也说这是个 empowering presence.
And also, this is an empowering presence.
就是他的同在使到我们的生命有力量。
Which means His presence brings in strength and power to us.
这都是我们很需要的。
This is something we all need.
因为我们在这个世界都是软弱的人。
Because we are weak.
我们有什么力量能够做神的工作呢？
We have no strength to work God's work.
我们有什么力量能够在这么复杂的社会里面能够支撑下去呢？
How can we survive in this complex world?
只要没有神的同在，我们就不能够在这世界为他做美好的见证。
We cannot be His great testimony without His presence.
所以当我们讲神的同在的时候，就是神他自己介入我们的生命里面。
So when we say or talk about His presence or He's with us, means He interferes into our life.
Intervenes. 就是不单单就是我们在家里面在祷告的时候我们感觉到神的同在。
This means not only we feel His presence when we pray at home,
而是神他很实际的、具体的来进到我们每个人的生命里面。
But very concretely, He enters into our daily living.
所以当我们看旧约的时候，
If you look at the examples in the Old Testament,
旧约我们看到那些神所使用的人，都是有神的同在的人。
Those who are used by God have to have His presence.
就是神同在的时候，我们的工作就会有果效。
When God is with us, we, our work has effect.
就创世纪三十九章第二节，圣经说。
In Genesis 39:2, it says.
越是住在他主人埃及人的家中，耶和华与他同在，他就百事顺利。
And Joseph lives in the household of his master in Egypt, and the Lord was with him, so he prospers.
是我们怎么知道神同在呢？
So how do I know God is with me?
这不单单是我们的心灵里面一个感觉一个确据。
Not only you have the assurance inside of your heart.
乃是我们在我们的工作在职场上能够看到神的手怎么施恩的来帮助我们。
But we should see that also in our environment, maybe at workplace, how God has helped us.
好像越是他在埃及人的家中，神就是他。
For example, the Lord helped Joseph in the household of his master. God made everything work for him.
只要我们看约瑟的时候，他能够得到神的祝福，能够成为一国的宰相是很不简单的。
And it wasn't an easy case for Joseph became the prime minister of Egypt.
首先，这个约瑟是一个外邦人。
First of all, he was a Gentile. He was a foreigner in that country.
就是从这个埃及语外一个地文化的地方来到一个很高很文明的一个地方。
He came from a culture outside of the famous Egyptian culture.
Yeah, 并且他自己也是一个奴隶。
He himself was a slave.
所以我们根本就没有可能看这个人有什么一个好的前途。
Therefore, he had no future in that country.
可是当我们看到神同在的时候，一切都改变了。
But because he had the Lord with him, everything was changed.
就是他所做的一切，
everything he did was very successful.
这个好不好啊？
Wasn't that great?
就是当我们去工作的时候，我们所碰的一些东西。
Imagine when you go to work, everything works out greatly.
假如你做 research 的时候呢？
For example, you may be doing research.
你做什么的时候，你都会有新的发现。
However you try, you always have new discoveries.
我刚才跟大家所分享那个弟兄。
The brother I just shared with you about.
他就是念这个 physical chemistry.
His major was physical chemistry.
所以他说他用很多的时间来。
And he spent a lot of time drawing himself near to the Lord.
可是没想到就是当他写这个博士论文的时候，他毕业的时候就可以出版十几篇这个 papers.
And when he was doing his dissertation, at graduation, he was able to publish more than 10 articles.
你知道吗？这是 publish 一张 paper 不简单，是不是？
You know, it's not easy even to write one paper.
所以他毕业之后后来就到瑞典，再回到香港。
And he went to Sweden. And then he returned to Hong Kong afterwards.
Yeah, 直到他在大学里面服侍退休。
And then he worked in a college until he retired.
所以这个弟兄就给我看到一点。
And I learned something from him.
就是有神的同在就很不一样。
That we are different once we have God's presence.
就是当神跟我们同工的时候呢， 我们就发现我们的力量就不一样了。
When God is our co-workers, we are different.
我们就发现我们在工作上有神所给我们那个智慧来解决很多的问题。
And you realize I have the wisdom from God to solve the problems I encounter at work.
于是一个教会的姐妹就跟我说。
And one time, this Christian sister told me.
这个姐妹是一个学经济学的。
She is an economist.
所以她就说，哎呀，牧师啊。
She said, Pastor Wang.
他说我靠我自己做这个经济的研究还可以做得到。
You know, by myself, I can do some. I'm capable of researching in economics.
可是当我请神进到我的工作的时候呢，
But when
我教育不一样了。
After I invite Jesus to my work, things change.
他说 I ask God to be my partner.
I ask God to be my partner.
那我回家就跟师母就说了。
Then I went home and told my wife.
师母说他讲的是对。
And she agreed. She said, yeah, she was right.
可是对一半。
But only half.
师母说应该神是那个 senior partner。
资深的合伙人。
他是这个
junior partner。 So my wife says, she's half right because Jesus should be the senior partner and then she should be the junior partner.
哎呀，这个观念就很不一样，是不是？ 因为当我们邀请神进到我们的生活，进到我们工作的时候，我们以为他只是一个 helper。
Yeah, you see, that's the right attitude. All the time we say Jesus coming to my life, we think he's here to help. He's a helper.
可是假如我们真的想要神在我们的工作上有祝福的时候，他应该是那个 senior partner。
So, but if we really want God to bless us, he should be the senior lead in our relationship.
那并不是，哎呀，我们求神来帮帮我们。
It's not that God come and help us here.
没有，是神在我们的工作上来掌权。
But he should be the head of my career.
这才是神的同在的意思，是不是？
That's the true meaning of having his presence.
这不是一个 equal partnership.
It's not equal partnership.
而是一个 unequal partnership.
这不是一个平等的关系。
就是当我们来到神的面前的时候，我们真的要降服在他的权柄之上。
That when we come to his presence, we need to subject ourselves to his authority.
尤其是很多以前我看一些报告，就是那些年轻人。
And
Jesus is my friend. 神是我的朋友。
A lot of young people claim that Jesus is my friend.
所以他们就以为就是，哎呀，假如是神我的朋友的话呢，我就随随便便躺在那边的。
Because it's my friend, so I can be very casual. I can lie down.
啊，不是，当我们讲神的同在的时候，他与我们同工的时候，就是我们是要认定他在这个世上的主权。
So when we say God's presence, we have to acknowledge the fact that He is the Lord in that relationship.
因为当我们讲神同在的时候，就是我们的侍奉上有力量。
Once we have His presence, there will be strength and power in our service.
耶和华对约书亚说，
Because the Lord said to Joshua,
你平生的日子必无一人能在你面前站立得住。
No one can stand in your presence in your life.
我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你同在。
How I was with Moses, the same way I'll be with you.
我必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
I will not abandon you.
在这里，神就应允这个约书亚说，神与他同在。
Here God promises Joshua that He will be with him.
神怎么与摩西同在？
God said, "How I was with Moses."
神也照样与约书亚同在。
In the same way, I will be with you, Joshua.
约书亚继承摩西的工作是很不容易。
And the task Joshua inherited from Moses was gigantic.
我们英文说 big shoes to fill 就是。
It's a big shoes for him to fill.
就是那鞋子太大很难穿了。
Because Moses left a huge shoes for Joshua to fill.
就是当我们要继承一个伟人的工作的时候呢，我们是没可能。
It's impossible for us to take over the task left behind a spiritual giant.
可是在神凡事都能。
But in God, all things are possible.
因为在神的计划里面，神是要约书亚来继承摩西。
Because it's God's plan for Joshua to take over what Moses left behind.
所以摩西是非常伟大。
Moses was great.
摩西能够带领神的百姓在旷野四十年的漂流。
He led the people of Israel in the wilderness for 40 years.
摩西能够行很多神迹。
And Moses was able to perform a lot of miracles.
可是这个神迹奇事这个工作不是在于摩西，乃是在于那个差他的神。
But those miracles were performed not by Moses himself, but through God who sent him.
所以当我们讲这个神的同在的时候，就是我们肯定的就知道一点，就是神差遣我们。
So when we talk about God being with us, one thing we need to know for sure that He has sent us.
神也必会使用我们。
So that He will for sure use us.
这就是当我们每个服侍主的人。
So everyone who serves the Lord.
我们在我们的服侍的岗位上。
In our post.
我们要寻求的就是神的同在。
What we need to seek is to have His presence.
有神的同在，我们的服事就会有力量。
Our service would be full power when we have His presence.
有神的同在，我们的服事就会有果子。
With His presence, our work will have full fruit.
我们不需要常常说，哎呀，我做这么多东西没有 results.
And we don't have to complain that, you know, I work so hard, but there's no result.
不是这样的。
It's not like that.
我一次去机场去接机。
One time I went to the airport to pick up somebody.
我是1979年刚出来做传道的时候。
And that was in 1979 when I first came out to serve as a minister.
那么我们就去机场来接一个 revival， 就是因为在加拿大西部一个很大的复兴，这两兄弟呢就是神所使用的一对兄弟。
Because there was a great revival in the western region of Canada and it was ignited by two brothers.
这个复兴就是他们40天好像六七个礼拜每个礼拜晚上都有聚会，几千人都聚在那边来听到，每个晚上也是他们这个聚会到了两三点。
Then they had meetings every night for 6 or 7 consecutive weeks and every night the meeting lasts till 3 a.m. next day.
就是只有礼拜一他们要放假。
They only got Monday night off.
所以这个弟兄这个传道人就跟我说。
So this speaker brother told me.
神不是跟我开玩笑的。
God makes no jokes to me.
神呼召我。
God called me to serve.
神也会使用我。
He also uses me.
我那时候刚出来做传道，你根本就不知道。是怎么一回事？
And I was a junior minister. I had no clue about what happened.
可是现在经过这三十几年，我就发现
After three some decades, I realized
拣选了我们
that God has chosen us.
神也 会与我们同在。
If he chooses us, he will be with us.
神也会使到我们的工作，我的服事有这个成果。
Always help, he also will help us bear fruit in our work.
因为这是要见证到那位呼召我们的神，他是信实的。
He does so to prove his faithfulness.
假如神呼召我们不使用我们怎么办？
What happens if God calls us to do something, but He does not use us?
这很惨，是不是？
That's miserable, isn't it?
所以做传道就最可怜，就是有呼召，没有神的使用，是不是？
The worst thing to a minister is that you got the calling, but God doesn't use you.
其实我们看现在很多传道人就可能是这个问题。
And that may be the case to many ministers these days.
看不到神的使用。
You don't see the work of God with them.
因为他们不知道，就是神他呼召我们。
Because the most of the time, they don't realize that when God calls them,
神也会负责任。
God will be fully responsible for them.
第三就是当我们讲神的同在的时候。
And thirdly, when God is with us,
就是我们在危难中能够有安慰。
We can have comfort in the time of trials.
在诗篇二十三篇第四节。
Psalms 23 verse 4 says,
是我们很喜欢的经文。
We love this verse very much.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
Although I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod, your staff, they all comfort.
刚才我们讲神的同在是多么好，就是我们在工作上有这个成果。
We just talked about that with His presence.Our life can be great and our work will be successful.
我们在我们服事上有果效。
And also there will be fruit in our work.
就好像这个成功神学，是不是？
And doesn't it sound like the successful theology?
我相信是神是会祝福我们，使我们在这世界能够成功，好叫我们能够见证他。
That's like saying, I believe God will bless me, I will be great and successful so that I can be His testimony.
可是神的同在，一个更深的同在，就是我们在这个患难面，在危难中，我们经历到他。
But there's a deeper purpose of His presence, which is to bring comfort in a time of trial.
因为在这死荫的幽谷里面，我们再没有什么东西了。
When you are walking in the valley of the shadow of death, you have no others.
假如我们就是在工作上看到很多祝福的时候，我们有时就以为那个祝福就等于神。
A lot of times, when God blessed our work with His presence, we thought that's having God's presence.
可是在这死荫幽谷里的时候，我们什么都没有。
Yet, when we are walking in the valley of the shadow of death, many times we have gained nothing.
可是就是在这个完全没有神将所有的东西都拿走的时候呢，我们就得到一个非常纯正的神的同在。
Actually, it's in those moments when everything else are gone, it's a time we get God in the most pure form and most solid way.
Yeah, 这就是一个很单纯的，就是我们爱神并不是因为那些祝福，乃是神他自己就是我们的神。
And because that is the time that we can prove that we love God, it's not because the blessings that He has given to me, but He Himself is my love.
很多时候我们信耶稣我们信耶稣就神。会祝福我们。
Many times we believe in the Lord because He blesses us.
可是好像没有祝福的时候呢，我们就心就冷淡。
And a lot of times our hearts turn cold if He doesn't bless us.
没有，就是在我们人生最困难的时候、最黑暗的时候，也是神他那个同在、神他自己给我们的安慰最强的一个时刻。
Actually, in the darkest hour in our life, that's the time His presence is the strongest.
我的一个儿子他。五岁的时候就患上了癌症。
One of my son contracted cancer at the age of five.
那时候我们根本没想到一个年轻的一个小子怎么会患这个癌症。
Of course, we were very surprised by the fact that a young boy at that age got cancer.
师母就问我怎么办。
So my wife says, "What should we do?"
我就说我们向神感恩。
I said, "Let's give thanks."
我们那年的感恩节就是在医院度过。
And we celebrated Thanksgiving in the hospital that year.
就是他发病的时候刚好是感恩节。
It just so happened he got sick during Thanksgiving season.
所以那个感恩节就特别有意义了。
So that was a very meaningful Thanksgiving to us.
现在是25年之后。
Now it's 25 years have passed.
问题是完全的解决了吗？
Do we solve the problem completely?
你知道患了癌症受过这个化疗，就是对整个人的身体很大的伤害。
And you know, after you contract cancer, you go through chemotherapy, which can devastate your damage your body.
当我们要牧养一个五百多人的教会的时候，我有时我每个晚上都不在家。
At the time I was shepherding a congregation of over 500 members, therefore I wasn't home almost every night.
我们也是开会开到十一点多钟才回家。
And every time our meeting can last till almost midnight.
孩子他自己的功课要等我回家来帮他。
And he still stayed up, wait for me to help him with his homework.
可是他等到十二点十一点，我们没回来，他自己也不干了。
But you know, he got very tired when it was around 11 or 12 o'clock.
你知道我们华人很注重我们的子弟的教育，是不是
？And we Chinese emphasize a lot about education, aren't we?
孩子们进到名校就是我们的光荣。
And it's the parents' glory if they can go into the first class, first ranked school.
孩子们进不到大学
，if they cannot enter into college,
我们就很痛苦。
We suffer.
就是听一个会友说，一个他一个亲戚逢二进一，逢一。
逢二进一，
对对，这个打算谈的时候，逢二进一就是 it takes 2 years to finish 1 year's work.
Oh, college?
Yes.
Oh, well, one member says it takes 2 years to finish 1 year's of school.
我的儿子也差不多这样。
And I think that happened to my son too.
你做牧师怎么办？
好 ，What are you going to do as a pastor?
你还是要继续去做，是不是？你还是每个礼拜站在这个讲台上来讲道。
You still need to continue to serve and speak on the podium on Sundays.
就是我们感觉不到神的同在。
Sometimes you feel that I don't feel His presence.
可是神的同在不在于我的感觉。
But God's presence is irrelevant regardless of how I feel.
神的同在就是在我们的生命里面来扶持我们。
And His presence is in our life to sustain us.
直到我们能够度过一些非常困难的日子。
To carry us through the most difficult time.
今年年头他就打一个短信给我。
And the beginning of this year, my son sent me a text.
因为这个患病医治就是很多困难。
Because he has been in our treatments, of course he suffered a lot.
所以我们做父亲的就是跟他一同来度过。
As his father, I will go through those difficult process with him.
其实也是神与我们一同来度过。
And also in the midst of that, God is with us.
他就打一个短信给我。
He sent me a text.
Then I got admitted to the USC OT program, 就是他被这个 USC 说他念这个职业治疗的 MA 的 program.
He said, Dad, I got into the OC program
OT,
Occupational Therapist Master.
I am very happy. 他说我很快乐，因为他一辈子都是就是转来转去转来转去，现在好像进入他的应许之地了。
Because he's been like moved from place to place, now he's now entering into his promised land.
可是这时候他已经是30岁了。
But he's at the age of 30 now.
可是这25年这么困难的日子，
And、
神有没有离开我们呢？
Did God ever depart or forsake us in the past 25 difficult years?
神没有离开我们。
No, God never left us.
好像这个 Spurgeon 就说，斯布正就说。
Like Spurgeon says,
我虽然看不见他的手的痕迹。
Although I do not see the mark of his hand.
可是我可以相信他的心的慈爱。
But I believe in the love in his heart.
就是很多时候我们在这个世界，我们看不到为什么有这些困难的日子。
That saying, a lot of times we wonder, why am I suffering like this?
可是当我们看圣经的时候，就是说他的杖、他的竿都安慰我。
But like the Bible says, in the process, his staff, his rod, comforts me.
下面就是说，在我的敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席，你用油膏了我的头，使我的腹杯满溢。
And you set a table before my enemy, and you pour oil on over my head.
很多时候，我们就说腹背满意，腹背满意就是神给我们祝福到一个地步了，就是满意，是不是
？And a lot of time we just say, yeah, the cup overflows. That means a lot of blessings.
可是，当腹背满意那个 context 就是 在我们的敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席。
But the context to have this overflowing cup is in the presence of your enemy.
不是我们坐在那里吃大餐享受的时候。
It's not when you are feasting at the table comfortably.
乃是当我们遇见人生很多冲击的时候，我们安息在神的面前来享受他的同在，神的圣灵的膏油就膏抹我们。
That is in the moment when you encounter enemy's attack, and then you sit with peace in your heart in the presence of the Lord, and He anoint our head with His Holy Spirit.
我们在人生很多的冲击，很多的征战。
It's in the time of challenges and troubles and struggles.
就是要我们能够经历到圣灵的膏油。丰丰富富的来浇灌在我们身上。
It is in those moments we can experience His abundant pouring of His Holy Spirit.
没有这些难处，我们怎么可以成长，是吗
？How can we grow if there is no challenge?
我们都不想有困难。
Of course, nobody likes challenges.
我做父亲的也不想儿子们、儿女们有困难，是不是
？Neither do we wish problems come upon our children, isn't it?
可是这些都是要我们经历到神一个很特殊的同在。
But these are the opportunities in which we can experience God's special presence.
使到我们经历到神的安慰。
Until our hearts are comforted.
好像保罗说，在一切的患难中，他就安慰我们。
Just like what Paul says, in our suffering and trials, He comforts us.
好像我们能够安慰那些在患难中的人。
So that with the same comfort, we can comfort others who are in trials.
就是我们在患难中的时候，我们经历到神给我们的安慰。
In our sufferings, we can experience the comfort from God.
以致我们讲话的时候，我们就不会带一种判断那种指责人的态度，乃是一个温柔安慰的心。
So that when we comfort others who are in trials, we no longer stand up presenting to condemn others, but with a gentle spirit to comfort them.
好像这卢云他说，我们是一个受伤的医治者，一个 wounded healer.
We are wounded healers.
就是我们的创伤，就是给别人带来那个医治。
Our wounds bring forth the healing we can provide to others.
因为我们在患难中得到神的安慰。
Because we receive comfort from God in our difficult time.
以致我们能够去安慰别人。
So that we can also comfort others who suffer.
意识到我们讲神的同在的时候呢，就是这个心灵的喜乐。
The fourth point is that God's presence will bring joy to our spirit.
这是我们非常喜欢的一首诗。
And we love the Psalms, don't we?
你必将生命的道路指示我。
You will instruct me the way of life.
在你面前有满足的喜乐。
And in your presence there is full joy.
在你右手中有永远的福乐。
For in your right hand there is everlasting blessing.
这种喜乐是什么喜乐？
And what kind of joy we're talking about here?
是一个满足的喜乐。
It's a joy that is full.
Yeah. 不是一半的，你知道吗？
It's not half full. Half full.
有些人就是有喜乐，可是不满足，是不是
？Sometimes we have joy, but it's not full.
圣经神给我们的应许就是一个满足的喜乐。
The joy that Bible promises us is a full joy.
以致这个诗人就说，我的好处不在你以外了。
So the songwriter cannot help but saying, I have no other benefit away from you, aside from you.
就是。我们在生命里面除他以外我们别无所求。
Means I want nothing else but you in my life.
就是在天我们还有谁呢，是吗？
Who do I have in the heaven?
在地我们还有什么可羡慕的？
And who else do I envy on earth?
就是当我们来到这个创造宇宙万物的主的面前。
When we come to the Lord who created heaven and earth and all things.
我们来到这个拯救我们的主的面前。
When we come to the presence of the Lord who saved us.
我们有主就有一切。
We can say, once I have the Lord, I have everything.
我们的满足就可以喜乐。
And our joy,
就可以满足。
Our joy can be full as a result.
而且他说，在你右手中有永远的福乐。
And he said, in your right hand, there is everlasting blessing.
这种喜乐，这种福乐是怎么样？永远的是吗
？And forever.
不是现在有，等下没有。
It's not temporary. We have it now, but not later.
我刚信主的时候
，When I first came to the Lord，
从台湾来的姐妹跟我说
，A Christian sister from Taiwan said to me，
你知道吗？我们这个基督的人生是一个 roller coaster。
You know the life of Christian is like a roller coaster ride。
这个还是过山车，就是就是永远是这样的。
You always have these ups and downs in your life.
我就刚信主，你讲什么我都会听，是不是？
You know, very thankfully I listened to her.
啊，感谢主，就是啊，我信主，现在1974年信主，现在40多年。
Now,
从信主到现在，我都常常感觉到就是生命里面那种喜乐。
And I have believed in the Lord for over 40 years now, and what I feel is that I can sense that joy all the time.
因为当我们生命里面没有别的，只有基督的时候，我们就会有那个永远的喜乐。
We will have that everlasting joy if Jesus is the only thing in our life.
为什么信徒不会有喜乐？
You know why many Christians are not joyful?
因为他们用别的来代替了神。
Because they replace God with other things or people.
他们可能就是以这个世界的成就来代替神。
Maybe they replace God with the success of this world.
他们可能是以这个甚至他们的太太儿女来代替神。
Or their spouse, their children.
他们都很重要。
Of course, they are very important.
可是耶稣说，
But Jesus said,
若有人要跟踪我，就当舍己，天天背起他十字架跟踪我。
And he who wants to follow me shall pick up his cross and follow me every day.
而若爱自己的父母、儿女、妻子一切，就不配做我的门徒。
And he who loves me more, loves his parents, his spouse, his children more than I.More than me is not worthy to be my disciple.
所以这心灵的满足的喜乐。
Therefore, to have the full joy of heart.
这心灵的永远的富乐。
Have that everlasting joy and blessing.
是在于我们将耶稣在我们的生命里面来居首位。
It's available only if Christ is the center and the first in our life.
唯有他是我们的一切。
Only when He is everything to us.
我们就会有这个喜乐。
Then we can have the full joy.
这个 Matthew Henry。他就说
Matthew Henry said this.
神与人同在是我们最大的祝福。
And having God's presence is the greatest blessing.
人与神同在是我们最大的责任。
And for man to be with God is our greatest responsibility.
就神他是要与我们同在。
Which means God wants to be with us.
可是你要跟他同在吗？
But the key question is, do we want his presence?
你有没有用时间来与他同在？
Do you spend time with him?
你是不是用最好的时间 prime time 跟他
同在？ Do you give him your prime time when you draw himself close to
him? 或者就是我们在临睡觉之前来祷告。
Or you just pray right before you're falling asleep.
我们要知道，就是我们人生里面最大的责任，就是怎么 practice the presence of God 与他同在。
So the greatest responsibility we have is to practice His presence.
啊，就是我们假如要有神常常的同在，我们要有一些主动的操练。
We need to have active practice if we want His presence.
就是我们需要在这个行动上来配合。
We need to work with Him through our action.
啊，第一就是我们对主。
First, we need to be face the Lord.
对主两方面。
Toward the Lord, there are two things.
第一就是我们认罪悔改。
First is to confess and repent.
因为在1章21节。
In Matthew 1:21 says,
这里说他要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
You shall call him Jesus, for him he will rescue his people out of sin.
然后在23节必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。
And verse 23 says, a virgin shall be with the child and shall bring forth the son, and they will call his name Emmanuel.
你看这有一个次序。
You see, there's that order here.
啊，这个次序就是他要先除去我们的罪。
First, he needs to do away with our sin.
然后他才与我们同在。
Then he can be with us.
所以就是，假如我们要在我们的生命里面经历到神的同在。
Therefore, if we truly want to experience God's presence,
首先我们就是要认罪悔改。
First, we need to repent, confess.
啊，认罪悔改。是非常基本的一个动作。
Confess our sin and repent from it is a very fundamental thing we need.
可是这也是我们信徒常常忽略的一个行动。
But it's also a thing that we ignore all the time.
我们以为，哎呀，这个认罪悔改呢，啊，是我们刚信耶稣的时候的要做的，是吧
？And oftentimes we feel to confess and repent is something we do when we first believe in the Lord.
啊，希望我们这里不是。
I hope that's not the case here.
啊。
这个认罪悔改是我们每时每刻，就是当圣灵在我们心里面来感动我们，我们知道有罪了，我们就马上向神来认罪。
Confessing our sin and repent from it is something we do constantly when we are prompted by the Holy Spirit in our heart.
很多教会为什么没有复兴？
Why there's no revival in the church?
教会没有复兴，就是还有罪的存在。
No revival because there is still sin in the church.
我们几时在神面前认罪悔改，教会就几时有神的同在。
Whenever we confess our sin before the Lord and the man, then that is the time God can revive His church.
所以这山东大复兴就是这样，就是当神的百姓在神面前认罪悔改的时候，就是突然间这个圣灵就浇灌在教会里面。
And the great revival in Shandong is because when the whole church were confessing their sin, repenting before the Lord, suddenly the Holy Spirit came down on them.
就是假如我们有时觉得，哎呀，教会为什么死气沉沉，大家都不起劲？
And if you look around and say, how come our atmosphere is so dull? No one is excited about Jesus.
当我们大家在神面前来认罪悔改的时候，
then if we confess our sin and repent from our bad deeds,
神就再次回到我们当中。
God can return.
我们看到这个以西结书，神的荣耀几时离开一瞬间。
And we saw how God gradually left the temple in the book of Ezekiel.
就是当圣殿里面还有污秽的东西。
Because there are filthiness in the temple.
当圣殿里面还有人去拜偶像。
There are people worshiping idols in his temple.
我们就看见神的荣耀就从这殿慢的一处经过门间。
What happened was the glory of God had gradually left the temple and the city of Jerusalem.
今天我们做在教会的第一，我们要做的，我们第一可以做的就是认罪悔改。
Therefore, as church, that first thing we should do and we can do is to confess our sin.
第二呢？
What's the second thing we can do?
我们要做主门徒。
We need to be his disciples.
在马可福音第三章。
Matthew chapter 3. Mark chapter 3.
马可福音第三章十三节。
Verse 13 and 14.
耶稣上了山，随自己的意思叫人来，他们便来到他那里，他就设立十二人，要他们常与自己同在，也要差他们去传道。
And Jesus went up to the mountain, and then according his own will, he assigned ordained them to his disciples.
这里我们看到一个次序。
You see, there's an order here too.
耶稣呼召这十二门徒来跟从他。
Jesus called 12 people to be his disciples.
这十二门徒就是要与他同在。
And he wanted these 12 disciples to be with him.
然后才差他们去。做传道的工作。
And after that, he will send them out to work.
所以有时我们通常在教会里面，我们都很忙。
You know, in the church, a lot of times we're so busy.
哎呀，就是我们啊，以为哎呀 ，very busy 就好了。
We thought it's good to be busy.
啊，因为有时有人问我，现在好吗？很忙。
And somebody may say, "How are you?" Oh, so busy.
我们以为啊，这就是最好的一个答案。
Sometimes we thought that's the best answer.
耶稣
，But Jesus
要门徒第一要做的就是他同在。
The first thing he wants his disciple to do is to spend time with him.
可是这些门徒他与耶稣同在之前，他们已经是撇下一切来跟从他。
You gotta know before they were with Jesus, they have to let go everything already.
就是。假如他们没有撇弃一切来跟从耶稣，他怎么可以与他同在呢？是吗
？If they did not let go of everything to follow Jesus, how could they be with him?
所以做主门徒就是与神同在一个先决的条件。
Therefore, it's the prerequisite to be his disciple.
我们都以基督是我们的主了吗
Do we regard Christ as our Lord?
就是我们是不是让耶稣在我们的生命里面，在凡事上来居首位
？Which means is Christ the first in everything in our life?
我们是不是已经完全的献上来归于主
？Do we give everything to the Lord?
因为这个同在是一个委身，是一个 commitment。
Because his presence is a commitment。
就是耶稣来到这世间，他将他的生命来委托给我们。
When Jesus came into this world, he was committed himself to us。
我们要与他建立关系，也是需要一种委身。
In order for us to have a relationship with the Lord, we need to also make it a commitment。
双方都要有这个完完全全的委身，才会有这个完全的同在，是不是？
It takes mutual commitment to have this perfect presence。
就好像人谈恋爱
，just like when you date somebody。
当一个男的追一个女的
，when a guy is going after a girl。
可是，假如其中一个还有很多那个情侣的时候
，but if the one of the two has still other partners，
那关系可以建立起来吗
？Do you think they can have a true relationship？
不行。
No。
他们一定要别的都不要啊。
You have to let go of all the other relationships。
人家说 exclusive。
So that you can have exclusive relationship。
只有他。
Just you。
只有他。
Just him。
就是在我们的生命里面只有耶稣。
Which means in our life only we only have Jesus。
只有耶稣，我们对他有一个完全的委身。才会经历到这个同在。
We can experience His perfect presence only after we commit ourselves to Him solely.
以色列人他们的问题是什么
？So what was the problem with Israelites？
他们一方面又要耶和华。
On one hand, they want the Lord.
另外一方面又去拜这个巴力。
But on the other hand, they also worship idols.
以前在温哥华的时候，一个教授来跟我们说。
A professor talked to me in Vancouver.
他说：“这是以色列人呐。”
He said.Oh, these Israelites.
他们一方面又跟耶和华。
They, on one hand, they want to follow the Lord.
同时，他们又向巴力买保险。
And on the other hand, they bought insurance through other idols.
我觉得很有意思，是不是
？That was truly interesting, wasn't it?
就是我们跟从神，就是对他完全的一个信任。
When we follow the Lord, we have to trust Him completely.
这样的话，我们才可以在我们生命里面来经历到神他的同在。
That's the only way we can experience His full presence in our lives.
第二，我们对内对教会的弟兄姐妹。
Secondly, internally, our relationship with other brothers and sisters in the church.
所以，凡地上有两三个人奉我们的名聚会的时候，那里就必有我的同在。
When two or three gather in my name, I will be with them.
这段经文那个上面是讲这个教会的处分的问题。
The passage prior to this sentence is talking about the discipline in church.
可是他这个原则就是，当我们教会有两三个奉耶稣的名聚会的时候，耶稣就在我们当中。
The principle here is that when two or three or more are gathered together in His name, He will be in their midst.
就是这个同在是在于我们的同心。
Therefore, His presence is based upon our in one accord.
所以好像诗篇133篇
Like Psalms 133 says
这里说弟兄和睦同居是何等善何等的美
How beautiful when brothers dwell peacefully together
就是当我们同心的时候就是神他的膏油就从亚伦的头流到他的胡须又流到他的衣襟上
When we are in one accordAnd the blessing of the Lord will be poured down just like the oil poured down on the head of Aaron
on
the
ear
to his clothes, his garment. Also like the dews on Mount Hermon.
就是降到锡安山
Descend upon the Mount of Zion.
所以教会是需要同心
Therefore, there needs to be this oneness in God's church.
弟兄姐妹不能够有任何的破裂的关系。
And we should not have broken relationship with one another.
就是当我们有破裂关系的时候呢，我们需要彼此的认罪悔改。
When there's a broken relationship in our midst, we need to amend, we need to apologize to each other.
我一次那个我开始服侍的时候，我们那年的夏令会就是求神在这些年间复兴他的作为。
I remember the summer conference in the year when I first started to serve, and our theme is to God revive your church in these years.
那么我们请了讲员来。
And we invited this speaker.
我就是做这个翻译，就是从广东话翻译成英文。
And I was his interpreter, translating from Cantonese to English.
我们就是那几个礼拜之前，就是一直用这个芬尼那个 lectures on revival
来准备弟兄姐妹，就是我们要认罪啊，我们等等，
来
准备我们进入这个夏令会。
The few weeks prior to the summer conference, we, in order to prepare our brothers and sisters ready for the conference, we preach about the learning of the confession to each other.
那个讲员礼拜五晚上讲完之后，没有什么动静。
You know, the first night, the evening of Friday, when he finished talking, doesn't seem anything happened.
礼拜六晚上讲又没有动静。
And nothing happened after Saturday night either.
其实我们有两个讲，一个早上，一个晚上。
We had two speakers, one in the morning, one in the evening.
到礼拜天晚上讲完了，那个讲员就马上坐飞机回到这个三藩市。
And on Sunday night, when one of the speakers finished, he flew back to San Francisco.
讲完道之后，一个弟兄就来到这个台前就跟我说，
And after that meeting, a brother came forward and said to me,
小黄星，你可以不可以给我做点见证？
And brother Wang, can you allow me to give a testimony?
我说可以啊，你就讲嘛。他说他在几年前觉得有人说话得罪了他。
He said a few years ago, somebody said something offended me.
所以他心里面一直都不爽，怀恨在心。
So, and he held grudges against that brother.
神就是在一个梦中来向他讲话。
Yet, in a dream, God spoke to him.
要跟另外一个弟兄和好。
You need to make peace with that brother.
可是他不愿意。
But he was reluctant.
后来神又第二次在梦中向他讲话。
And again, God spoke to him in the dream.
神可能的确很爱他。
God really loved him.
他也不愿意。
But he still wasn't willing.
直到在夏令会里面，神又再跟他讲话。
Until in that very summer conference, God spoke to him again.
他说神在梦中又跟我讲这件事。
In my dream, God spoke to me again, he said.
所以他那次听完道之后，就来到台前向大家认罪。
So that night after the meeting, he came forward and he confessed his sin to all the congregation.
就是特别是向某一个弟兄。
Especially to the brother that he held grudges against.
没想到。
To our great surprise.
当一个人愿意跟人和好，彼此同心的时候。
When someone is willing to have make peace with others, become in one accord,
将那个隔膜除去，
do away with the hindrance in between.
没想到就是他之后，接下来教会里面，其实那是我们有100多个人来参加聚会。
The size of the congregation is about 100 or so.
那参加这个夏令会，
attending the summer conference.
后来。哇，到了晚上每个都上台了。
To our surprise, after his testimony, there are more people came forward to share.
其中一个就是在洛杉矶很大教会的牧师，那他以前是加拿大人。那么我是那个做翻译的，我从7:30翻译到凌晨1:30。
I was the interpreter that day, so I had to translate from 7:30 p.m. to 1:30 a.m. next day.
那时候我还年轻，
I was young.
所以没问题，可以站几个小时都站在那边。
So I was able to stand for many hours and translate.
可是对于我来讲，这是一个最大的一个祝福。
But to me, that was the greatest blessing.
因为我就看到，就是当弟兄姐妹他们在神面前彼此认罪的时候。
Because I saw for a fact that when brother and sister confess their sins to each other,
彼此相合的时候,
and to make peace with one another,
大家成为一体,
they become one.
神他自己的同在, 他的祝福就临到我们。
So the presence of God can be with us.
一个弟兄他后来又作诗了，因为在圣灵的感动之下，他们就写诗歌。
Because God's presence was so strong, he was prompted by the Holy Spirit to write more hymns.
所以为什么很多时候我们个人在祷告有神的同在？
That's why sometimes when we pray, there's presence of God.
来到教会就没有。
But when we come to church, we don't sense his presence.
就是当我们有这个破裂的关系的时候呢？
Because we have there's problem in our relationship with others.
当我们的肢体里面有罪的时候，神他就不能够与我们同在。
Because there's sin in the body of Christ, so God cannot be with us.
神的灵不能够在这个聚会里面来流通。
And His Spirit cannot move freely in the meeting.
啊，我们需要在神面前彼此的认罪，我们悔改，彼此接纳，那么神的灵就在我们当中来运行，赐给我们那个在这个聚会里面那个同在。
So we need to confess our sin and accept each other, forgive each other, so that God's Spirit can move freely in the meetings.
第三就是我们对外的。
And thirdly, externally,
啊，我们是要热心宣教。
We need to be passionate about preaching.
因为耶稣在离开门徒的时候。
Because before Jesus left them,
你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
Because he ordered them that you need to make nations my disciples.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
You need to baptize them into the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
凡我吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守。
And teaching them to obey all things I have commanded you.
我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And surely I'll be with you always to the very end of the age.
所以我们就看到一点，就是说，神一个同在，就是当教会动员出去，使万民做主门徒。
So when God motivated his entire church to go out of the church to make nations his disciple, acknowledging him being the Lord.
就是我们出去传福音的时候，就是有一个非常非常很不一样的一种同在，真的好像使徒行传所讲的，就是你们就必得着能力。
When we go out, we have the presence of the Lord, and just like what happened in the book of Acts, we have the power from above.
我们就会在这个出去这个传道的时候，就看到神怎么做工。
When we go and preach gospel in the right condition, we'll see how God can work through us.
我们就看到，就是神给我们那种口才，给我们那种力量。
And God will give us the eloquence, give us the strength.
啊，你不出去坐在这里呢？
If you don't go out, but just sit here in the church,
肯定的就是我们大家一同享受神的同在是非常好的。
Yes, we can enjoy His presence, which is great.
可是，在神的心意当中，就是神是要教会里面那个丰盛流到这个世界。
But God's intention is for the fullness in the church to flow out into the world.
使万民能够经历到他的同在。
So that nations can experience God's presence.
可是我们要出去。
Therefore, we need to go out.
耶稣从来没有叫门徒啊，你们永远留在耶路撒冷。
Jesus never said stay in Jerusalem forever.
他们不出去，神是还是要他们出去，是吗？
Even though they were reluctant to leave Jerusalem, God still made them go out.
神就用这个逼迫来将他们赶出去了。
Through persecution, they were scattered and sent out.
可是最好就是我们主动的出去。
The good thing, the best thing is to go out on our own.
所以教会，我们一定要有一个好的一个差传的事工。
Therefore, we need to have good ministry in missions.
教会要有差传的事工。
We need to have the ministry that send people out.
我们不能够好像死海的水永远是留在这里。
Otherwise, we'll be like the Dead Sea. The water stops at us.
我们要成为神他那个祝福那个渠道。
We need to become the channels of blessings of God.
就是当我们出去的时候，我们就成为那个管道，将神那个祝福的涌流带到这世界。
When we go out, we become the channel of God's blessings into the world.
就是当我们出去的时候，就是我们就可以看到神怎么与我们同在。
When we go out, that's the time we can also witness how God is with us.
我以前在加拿大是这个宣道会的牧师的传道人。
I was the pastor or minister
of the Christian and Missionary Alliance
in Canada.
In Canada. 宣道会呢，顾名思义就是他们的 DNA 就是宣教。
Of course, you know by nature their main purpose to preach to have mission work.
因为他创办人宣信博士A.B. Simpson, 他就是离开一个长老会来开始 做这个宣教的工作。
Because their founder, A.B. Simpson, left his home church, which is Presbyterian church, in order to start a
pillar.
Because he knows God's heart desire to have all nations to become his disciples.
所以就是当教会出去使人做主门徒的时候，教会就在另外一个层面来经历到神的同在。
When church sends people out to make nations of God's disciples, that's another level or aspect through which we can experience His presence.
所以我们在这里，我们说我们对主，我们要认罪，我们要委身。
So to the Lord, we need to confess our sin and we need to commit ourselves.
我们对教会的，我们要彼此的同心。
When to church members, we need to have one accord.
我们对外的，我们要将福音。传到万邦。
And to this world that we need to go out and preach the gospel.
我很喜欢这个约翰内斯里。
And I love John Wesley.
我希望可以做到他十分之一就很好。
I would be satisfied if I can achieve just 10% of what he did.
根据这个 Stephen Tompkins 的记载。
According to the record of Stephen Tompkins,
他一辈子在马背上走了25万里路。
John Wesley has travel through riding on the horse 250,000 miles.
奉献了3万磅英镑。
Offered 30,000 pounds.
讲了4万堂道。
And spoke over 40,000 messages.
我再算算25万里呢。
You know what's 250,000 miles?
就是从洛杉矶到北京来回25趟。
That's the distance between Los Angeles and Beijing for 25 round trip.
就是说，假如你每年回北京，或者是去香港、回台湾，每年来回就是25年。都这样来来回回。
If you go back from Los Angeles to Hong Kong or to Beijing once a year, you do this 25 years. That's the amount of mileage he traveled on horse.
好吗？
Isn't that a lot?
很不得了，是不是？
That's incredible.
可是那时候他是坐马背上啊，坐马背。
He traveled by riding a horse.
哇，又没有冷气。
There was no air conditioning.
尤其是他在这个美国，就是很多地方都有这印第安人啊。
You know, he traveled on this land back then. There are a lot of Indians too.
所以会有很多危险。
There was a lot of danger.
可是他好像活到差不多90岁。
He lived almost up to 90 years old.
哇，服侍主60几年。
He served the Lord for over 60 years.
他那时候奉献3万磅。3万磅
And he's offering amounted to 30,000 pounds.
那时是18世纪。
That was an 18th century.
差不多是250多年前。
250 years ago.
这个我很羡慕，他是讲4万堂道。
And I envy him the most that he spoke over 40,000 messages.
我就算算就是他活在世界60年。
So let's say he lived in the world for 60 years serving the Lord.
Yeah. 一年52个礼拜。
There are 52 weeks.
一个礼拜7天。
7 days a week.
还要每天讲2堂道。
So average 2 sermons a day.
才等于4万堂道。
For 60 years, that's 40,000 sermons.
那时候没有这个麦克风啊，你知道吗？
There was no mic back then.
那时候他们很公正的，就是去讲道的时候还穿那个袍，你知道吗？
You know, they have to dress up to, they have to wear this very thick, heavy coat.
所以他们就在郊外，哇，我讲一堂道，我的声音都开始下哑。
And I lost my voice just by speaking one sermon.
他可以讲不停的60年，每天都讲。
For over 60 years, 2 times a day, every day.
我很羡慕这个人。
I really envy him.
假如我可以做到他十分之一呢，我就讲4000堂道也不得了。
I'd be happy just do 10% of that, which is 4,000 sermons, which is a lot too.
当他快要离开世界的时候
，Before he left this world,
他的朋友就环绕着他。
All his friends surrounded by his side.
他就起来就说。
And he got up and he said,
"The best of all,
最好的事情
God is with us,
就是神同在。
就是他讲完这句话之后就躺下来。
He finished making that statement, he lay down.
又再讲。
And he said it again.
The best of all is God is with us.
最好的事情就是有神的同，神与我们同在。
好，下来，再起来。The best of all is God is with us.
And he got up again. He said the same thing again.
最后就离开这世界。
And then he left this world. Amen.
他一辈子服侍神。
He served God all the days of his life.
他知道最好的就是神的同在。
And he knows for a fact that the best thing of all is that God is with us.
神使他有这种体力到处奔跑来服侍主。
God gave him the strength to serve him like that.
神给他那个宽大的心来帮助穷人。
And God gave him the ability to help the poor.
神给他这个信息来传道，带来这个大复兴。
God gave him the words through which he can bring in great revival.
现在这个卫理公会就是他的属灵的遗产。
And the Methodist Church is his spiritual inheritance.
What makes a difference? 是有什么使到他能够做这么多？
What makes all the difference?
神的同在。
God's presence.
当神与我们同在。
When God is with us.
神就可以使用我们。
He can use us.
使我们成就我们从来都没有想过的事情。
And he can use us to achieve things beyond our imagination.
我们不要信耶稣之后就只是为了面前的我们就满足。
Therefore, do not be content by what you have now.
当然，这个Darby说，基督是我们的满足。
Yes.Christ is our satisfaction.
可是我们也需要一个神圣的不满足。
But we need to have that divine.
因为神为我们所预备的是多过我们所求所想的。
Divine desire, because what God has in store for us is beyond what we can imagine.
我们要追求更多的来经历神。
We need to pursue to experience Him more and more.
更多的被神所使用。
So that we can be used by Him more often.
请我们大家同心祷告。
Let us pray together.
天父，我们来到你面前来敬拜。
Heavenly Father, we come to you and worship you.
因为你要与我们同在。
For you desire to be with us.
你要我们与你同在。
And you want us to be with you.
好像教会就能够成为一个能够彰显神的一个地方，一个团体。
So that your church can be a corporate body that manifests yourself.
主，我们求你除去我们心灵里面一切的自满。
Please remove anything that's from our self-life.
叫我们对你渴慕。
So that we can have a true longing for you.
好叫我们向你大大的张口。
So that we will open our mouth wide toward you.
你就为我们充满。
And then you can feel it.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.